This week it's 100 years that the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand took place, and it's an important issue to tell these stories about the Great War, not only from the Western perspectives only, and from the what happened at the Western Front, but to see the whole picture. And this conference is mainly concerned with the South Slav question and the issues around Sarajevo 1914, and that's why I think the Austrian ambassador should appreciate that and be present.
That fateful gunshot in Sarajevo was one of those turning points in the world.
Absolutely. As we know, most of these things happen by chance. It could have also been something else, but this was the trigger which started all the catastrophes of the 20th century, one could actually say, until the end of the Iron Curtain in Europe. At the time, nobody knew about that, but it was very clear from this moment onwards that one has to say Austria-Hungary was on a road to war with Serbia, and then that all the coalition system started to work.
A lot of people in the UK and, as you could say, Western Europe think of the trenches, they think of that particular part of the First World War. Do you think that the conflict in the East has been perhaps neglected in this country?
Well, in this country, it's a forgotten part of the Great War. It is understandable because British soldiers and Commonwealth soldiers fought only mainly on the Western Front, and you had this tremendous number of victims, especially in France and in Belgium, and that makes up the most of the interest of people in this country in the Great War. But when you look at the consequences of the war, one has to say, well, it was a real change was on the other fronts. It was the end of the Ottoman Empire, the end of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, it was the end of the Tsarist Russia, and it was the end of Imperial Germany. So it was really Central and Eastern Europe where the Great War changed everything into a more nation-oriented structure of political buildings, which again then posed all the problems that led us into the Second World War and to some of the problems we experience until nowadays in the Balkans.
You believe this is a good area, a fruitful area for history students these days to focus on?
I think so, because it's so close to our present understanding of where the political problems and diplomatic problems are, and I'm sometimes frightened myself to see how similar things seem to be in the way we deal with conflict situations, and also to the fact that how the arguments are found in the Balkans and in other parts of Europe as far as arguing for or against a conflict or an aggression or an annexation is concerned. And I think it's one of those areas where history students really can see why it's important what they're doing.
And here we are 100 years on. Perhaps we need to look back and learn lessons from those days.
That's always difficult, whether you can learn lessons or not. Certainly, we know more about these things, and I hope that it's possible to learn lessons. There is certainly one big lesson I think we learned quite properly. This is that the European cooperation is a project for keeping peace on the continent. This lesson we seem to have learned in most parts of Europe, and I do still believe until nowadays that the whole European Union project is about keeping the situation as it is and making sure that war is highly improbable in Europe.
Finally, looking back, what did people in Austria think of the commemorations of the First World War underway at the moment?
Well, to a certain extent, we have a similar problem to this country, that it is a forgotten conflict. It is covered by the memory of the Second World War, which is closer to families, which had an even more tremendous impact on Austria, because we lost our identity during the Second World War, even already before the Second World War. Whereas the First World War is seen as a conflict of a dynasty, of the Habsburg dynasty, and Austria, as you know, became after this war a small republic, which started anew and wanted to make a separation from its past. That's the reason why until nowadays the First World War is something the Austrians look upon as if it would be something strange and foreign to them, and not part of their own history, although we had millions of victims in what was then Austria-Hungary. So this commemoration is about making it better known how much the Austrian history and the whole Central European history depended on what happened at the beginning of the 20th century.